This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Today, we've got Chris Plants with us. Chris, welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
Hey, brother. Thank you for having me. You're a big deal to me, Nikita, and you're a big deal to Jesus, buddy. He smiles when he hears Nikita Koloff. He thinks Nikita Koloff's name, baby. He smiles.
Well, I appreciate that, Chris. And, of course, we met just a while back where I had the opportunity. You brought me down to Louisiana, and for one of your big men's events, a men's dinner. You do a free dinner for these guys, and you've had hundreds of guys that gather together for these dinners, and you share the good news, and special speakers share their stories. And, of course, you brought me down there, and I had a wonderful time. Of course, wonderful time meeting you and so many others down there. And what's that organization? Men of Courage, right?
Men of Courage. I have a website. It's Webster, menofcourage.org. We live in Webster Parish because of the Webster, but it's WebsterMenOfCourage.org. Yes, sir.
And you are down near Shreveport, Louisiana, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes, sir. We're in a little town called Minden, Louisiana, is the capital of Webster Parish. Really small compared to what you're used to, Nikita, but it's unbelievable, godly, Christian environment, belt buckle of the Bible Belt, still kind of stuff, man.
The belt buckle of the Bible Belt, and of course, I know you got to tell us about your family, Chris.
Oh man, I have a wife, my college sweetheart. We've been married for 26 years. I have an older boy. He's 25 years old. He's New Orleans, second year of medical school. I have a older daughter, 21, Louisiana Tech, junior. And then we started over. We had this unbelievable blessing in our life, Nikita. I always said from what I did in my past life, if I ever seen a child that needed help, I was going to get them. And I come across the right child, the right situation. We got this one-year-old little just beautiful girl. She's 12 now. And just been, she's such a blessing. All of them are blessings, but she's such a blessing. And then God gave me another child on top of that, Nikita. I think he was smiling, giggling a little bit, and because my wife was, like you said, in a different season of life. and so we have a 10-year-old son, too, man.
That's amazing. And of course, you've got this Men of Courage ministry now. It wasn't, you haven't been... necessarily in full-time ministry in the past. I know you'd shared that you'd done several years in the military and served in Iraq, I believe, right?
Right. Yes, sir. Big sandbox in Iraq. Joined the Army when I was 17. My mama had to sign me in, and I did 6 years of service in the U.S. Army. Yes, sir.
Well, appreciate you doing that. And I think you spent about, 19 and a half years with the FBI. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Some of that last year or so was legal stuff, unfortunately, because of my stance on Jesus and my belief in the living Word of God that I just couldn't cross anymore. But it was about 19 and a half years when it was finally got the termination letter, Nikita, that there was a line in there you would have giggled at. Most people do, Nikita. They literally, and this is how bold they are, too, they put in there, you were one of the most exemplary, hardest working special agents that we have ever had, but then they went into the we can't get over the FBI mission statement, not, of course, going along with your Christian values, because You know, we don't stand for or people being gay. It's a sin. We can't handle that. But then they started going down with, you got to get your Bible off your desk, and many other things that we've talked about, Nikita.
So really, in a sense, if I were to summarize that, so you're right. I do giggle. Right? They tell you how great you are, right?
Yeah.
they tell you how great you are. Listen, and then the proverbial butt, right?
Like, yeah. Well, I never had a bad performance appraisal. In fact, a huge majority of them were exemplary, as high as they got with awards, man. They never even covered themselves with the – I figured, you know, looking back on it, they would have covered themselves with at least one bad performance appraisal. So I never got that, man.
So, I am giggling. Like, you were outstanding. You were amazing. But this whole Jesus thing, you know, hey, that's where we draw the line, right? So,
yes,
but
yes,
you know, Chris, really, that speaks, really, it speaks right into where society is today, and meaning that, and as we know, what the Bible says, right, that in the last days, in the end times, you know, there's gonna be the persecution of Christianity is gonna continue to accelerate, right?
Yes, sir.
It's clear. The Bible's clear. And what's interesting is Jesus said, "Hey, they hated me, they're gonna hate you too," right? So we're really seeing these things like it's in your face anymore. It's like not, you know, not subtle anymore, right? It's like just in your face. And so, well, they, in one sense, I know they've kind of did you a favor by pushing you out the door in one sense, because that's given you the opportunity to be even more bold in your faith than just having a Bible on your desk and launching Men of Courage Ministries. And so I just, you know, commend you for your boldness. And just real quick, you know, for our listeners out there, you don't do things, you know, confined to the four walls, do you, Chris? When it comes to sharing your faith, you get outside. Elvis has left the building, right? You get outside of the four walls. Tell us real quick what you do.
Man, Nikita, all our stuff is in the public. Me and a good friend of mine, Mark Rohde, helped me come up with this, or I stole some of it from him, whatever. We always say this, we've got plenty of brick and mortar churches in this country. There's no telling how many are in Minden, Louisiana. But we stopped doing Jesus outside the brick and mortar church, Nikita. We stopped being, our motto is Joshua 1:9, where God actually commanded us to be bold and courageous. And as Christian men, we stopped being bold and courageous. And so we do all our stuff in the public. We do it under the ash tree that's in the center of town across from City Hall. We do it, a lot of it there. We build free wheelchair ramps for people at home, out in the public. We have our meetings at the Civic Center in the public for everybody, literally, no joke the term, everybody. We feed everybody for free, Christian songs, unbelievable speakers like you to come together and talk about God, Jesus, and not to argue the gospel, but to spread the gospel. And we give out Bibles by the hundreds, Nikita, but we don't just give out a cardboard Bible, and there's nothing wrong with this, but saying B-I-B-L-E on it. The generic, we give out a leather Bible that has Men of Courage on it and has the name of that person on the bottom of it, because if we really believe this is the living word, and me and you do, and this is the literal instructions for life and how to get salvation even more, then we should be giving these things out left and right to people, man. And the, you know, most people just got it on the phone nowadays. So anyway, man, that was a lot, Nikita.
Well, two thoughts there. Two thoughts. One, first and foremost, thank you for my leather-bound Bible inscribed with the Russian nightmare, Nikita Koloff. I showed it to a friend, and they're like, "Wow, like wow, man, like that's a, like a real leather cover," and they got your name inscribed on it. Like, they were blown away, right? And I'm like, yeah, they just wanted to bless me with that Bible, and so. So that's one. So thank you for that Bible, and really just thank you for your bull. I've seen that big tree, by the way, that you're referring to in the center of town. Rain or shine, right? You'll meet under that tree, rain or shine, and share the good news.
It don't matter. It's funny when you have the people go, "Are we meeting today?" Yes, we're meeting today, man. We're meeting. So yes, rain or shine.
So that's amazing. Men of Courage. Give the website one more time, Chris.
It's Webster, W-E-B-S-T-E-R, menofcourage.org.
Thank you. And hey, be sure if you hadn't yet, go over to the Man Up Show and listen to the interview I did with Chris, and you'll get more insight, more of the story in terms of, you know, how the FBI really kind of forced him out the door and so much more. I know you'll be blessed by that conversation and be praying for Chris as he has stepped out and done a new season of life in this walk of faith. And so that's amazing. Well, let's shift gears here, Chris. This is Q&A with Koloff. So give you the opportunity, you know, to ask me a few questions. And so fire away with your first question. What do you got for me?
All right, man. But just one second. Thank you so much for coming to Little Minden, Louisiana, in rural Louisiana, and speaking to a bunch of men about God and Jesus. Thank you for your bold and courageous. You had to fly from the Carolinas, man. Thank you for doing that, dude. And you was remarkable. Your speech was remarkable. I've heard about it a million times and actually have gotten men to meet me and talk to them more about God and Jesus from what you did. So thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
And you said it a little bit, Nikita, but I'd like to hear it again, and I'll guarantee you this is probably a very common question for you, but you have beat, and I hate to call it statistics, but you as an adult, when you came to know Jesus and asked him to be Lord and Savior of your life, well, can you give me that, probably short down version, the exact, when did he pound on your heart and you reply back to Jesus, Nikita?
That's a great, question because, we know statistically when you look at all the stats that, you know, the older you get, typically the numbers begin to dwindle, the percentages mm-hmm. begin to dwindle, you know, as you live life and your heart gets more hardened, you know, by
that's
life
right.
itself, and you become more cold towards humanity in many
yeah.
cases, you know, against the idea that you can surrender your life, surrender your heart to Jesus. And so I feel fortunate that so at age 34, is when I had surrendered my heart to the Lord. And it wasn't like, Chris, I didn't grow up in church, but it wasn't like I didn't, you know, I don't know that I wasn't an atheist. It wasn't like, I don't believe there's a God. I don't believe, you know, in any of that. I did believe there was a God. I just didn't know him. I just didn't know him in a personal way. I knew of him, right? I just didn't know him. And so, you know, through my life journey, looking back, and in fact, it's kind of ironic in a sense how God, I can see now looking back, how God was working in my life, even though I didn't have that relationship with him. You know, Chris, even going back to high school, when I would go to these FCA meetings because the football captain, Greg Sutton, was the head of the FCA. And so I thought it would be a good thing to show up at his house for these FCA meetings because I'd build brownie points with him and maybe get a starting spot on the varsity squad, right? So all the wrong reasons, right, for going to the FCA meeting or maybe meet a cute girl or so, you know what I'm saying, right? And then in college, actually right out of high school, I went to a Bible college.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world. You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Believe it or not. But, I tell people this. It wasn't to go meet Jesus. I went because at the time, they were literally the number one junior college in the country, this little Bible college with about 500 students, and you were either or. You were either an athlete, a super athlete, the superior athlete, or you were what we called Bible thumpers, right? And it was very obvious which one, who was who, right?
Very obvious who Nikita was, too, I'm guessing.
It was obvious I was not a Bible thumper, for the record.
He was an athlete.
Right, I was on the athletic side of things. So anyway, so I go to this Bible college for like 2 years, and so I tried to sleep through every Bible class that we were required to take, like for real. I can remember, Chris, I'd wear a baseball cap in there. I don't know how the professor didn't like throw me under the bus, because like I'd pull that visor down and try to sleep through his lectures and everything else, right? So anyway, so I can look back and see where the Lord is kind of working on my heart, and then lo and behold, eventually fast forward, I leave wrestling, meet this Christian couple. They invite me to their church, and again, it's not like I never went to church. In fact, I had this pastor and his wife. They were pastoring a Lutheran church in Concord, North Carolina. They were members of my gym. I had a gym at the time, right? Nikita's gym.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll go every now and then, because that'll keep them paying as a member of my gym. Right. Wrong motive, right? So anyway, all that to say, the day I met this couple at their church, 17 October 1993, that was my aha moment, meaning I know what's missing in my life, and what's missing is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That story needs to make the 18-inch trip from my head down to my heart, and it did on that day. And Chris, life's never been the same since that encounter. So there you go.
That's... Brother, hey, look, this ain't a question. I got one I really want to ask you, but so you just fired me up, though. So these men, a lot of these men have me meet them. They're not walking the aisle, Nikita. They want me to meet them somewhere else. Gas station, deer camps are a big deal down here. Maybe meet me there, wherever. So I found that I meet these men, and they've grown up in the South, Nikita, and I'm sorry, I'm country, and I'm going to say something about that. You know, you're in the South. You've heard God and Jesus. You live in the Bible Belt. And then, so, man, versus all these ways of coming at them, I've literally been going, hey, man, look, let's get to this. Do you believe in God? And they'll go, yes, that there's one God, a living God, yes, and his son is Jesus Christ. They'll go, yes, he died on the cross for your sins and rose on the third day. You've heard this. Do you believe in it? Yes. Are you a sinner? Forgive me. Brother, I wouldn't even tell you what I've done. And then I go, have you ever asked Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life and start a personal relationship? And then that's when they freeze, Nikita, and go, no. And
right. I'm like, no. Right.
You're right there. You're right there, but you got to do something else, you know?
There's another step to the process, right? Okay, you got it. Let me just tag on to that real quick, Chris. Lee Strobel, who wrote a book called A Case for Christ, said believing in God is a great first step, but then you've got to receive. So here's the point you're talking about with these guys, these conversations. Then you have to receive. What do you receive? You receive the free gift of salvation.
Amen.
At Romans 10:9 and 10:10. And receive the free gift, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. And then you become, what do you become? You become a child of God, and now you become a Christ follower, a Jesus follower.
Amen.
So I commend you for having those one-on-one conversations, man. That's some of the best ministry you could have. So great point. All right, so you got another question for me, Seth.
I do. So you was in the ring, and I know my grandma would slap me if she was still alive, but we know that there's some playing going on, although you're an unbelievable athlete, and I'm sure you do take some real hits. But did you ever really like, no, I don't like this guy. I don't like this guy I'm in the ring with. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a little bit more tonight. Was there ever a person like that for you?
So there are those stories out there of let's just call it a clash of personalities. So let's just start with that, okay? Because most people think, oh, you guys are all buddies, you're all friends, and that's not necessarily the case. Now, you know, hopefully on a professional level, you respect one another, there are times when, tempers have flared or something happened in the ring that you didn't appreciate or you could wrestle a guy that you don't really care for. But again, you're booked against him and you want to be professional. So you want to give the fans the biggest bang for their buck, right? For their, that they bought a ticket to come and watch and view you wrestling. And so fortunately for me, I got along with a good majority of the guys, okay?
I can see that, Nikita, with you.
Yeah.
And your personality, I can see that.
Yeah, I did. So it was very rare. Now, I will say this. So Road Warrior, the Road Warriors, Animal and Hawk, okay? So Hawk and he made no bones about it. He was on record say, I'll put you under the table. I'll drink you under the table. I'll do more drugs than you can do. Go ahead and challenge me. I'll put you away. Right. So yeah. I knew Hawk's lifestyle. Okay. That was not my lifestyle. That was his. Now all that to say, at least in the times I got in the ring with him, I don't think he was under the influence, at least that I could tell. And so, but that said, his personality and my personality clashed a bit because of his lifestyle outside the ring. But all that to say, when it came to getting in the ring, we had a mutual respect for one another, and so we still worked well together. But that's not to say outside the ring, we didn't, necessarily we weren't best of friends. So I just say it that way, right? But let me give you the rest of the story, the Paul Harvey rest of the story. A year and a half before he passed away. Animal, I'd given him and Animal a copy of my first book, Breaking the Chains, which was really a handbook to Christian living.
Dang.
Animal read it the night I gave it to him in the dressing room, finished the book from cover to cover. About a week later, I heard that he had given his life, him and his family, some of his family, James, his son James, played for the St. Louis Rams, given his life to Christ. And then invited Animal to a conference out in Arizona called AIM, Athletes International Ministries. He asked if Hawk could come. I said, Joe, you realize it's like a Christian conference, right? And he's like, yeah, but I feel like I should invite him. I'm like, okay, go ahead and invite him. And he called me back maybe a couple hours later, and he goes, he wants to come. I went, get out of town. Get out of here. He goes, no, he said he wants to come. So, all right, so fast forward the story. They show up. Jensen Franklin, a preacher out of Georgia, Jensen Franklin is the keynote speaker that night, delivers a message. Hawk is the first one to the altar.
Get out of here.
Surrenders his life to Christ. We baptize him in the pool in Scottsdale that weekend.
Hallelujah.
And then I bring Hawk on the road with me for a year and a half, sharing his testimony and his story, how as in his words, a cat has nine lives, but God gave me 10 so I could get saved, what a rush. And so anyway, gives his life to Christ. I begin to disciple him and mentor him. And then he goes home to be with Jesus. But anyway, so there you go. There you go. So, all right.
How about that story, though? How bold and courageous somebody had to be to invite him to church. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that is huge deals for the kingdom. I am going to invite this man to church.
Yep.
He's not going to intimidate me. I'm going to invite him to church or talk to him about Jesus for a minute. That is just, man, oh my gosh, that's so awesome of a story. Hey, so I got to commend you again. You didn't know where you were coming to. I'm going to guess you've never been to Minden, Louisiana. I don't know. I think you said you might have bumped into Shreveport or something, but my point is, you just said yes. And I guarantee you were praying. God said, come, whatever. Yep. But you didn't have a clue. And you showed up and you did this awesome thing. And I don't know how redneck you thought it was or not, but what is, can you give me, what's your wildest, like, I said I was going to do this gig. I showed up and I was like, whoa, I didn't know what I got myself into. You got one of those?
Well, I tell you, there's a few high. You've heard ministry or wrestling, what are you referring to?
Yeah, I was talking about ministry, but it don't matter, Nikita. If you go, man, I got a really good wrestling. When's you ever won?
Well, on the wrestling side of things, there were some venues, some locations where, yeah, I showed up. Like, this was back before the days of cell phones and GPS, right? Like, I don't even know how we got there. But thank you, Lord, for Rand McNally. Or we would have never got there. And so, yeah, there was some from everything from cowboy barns, you know, with horse dung and other things still in the arena. You had to sidestep some of those. Cow patties and getting in and out of the ring. So there's one on the wrestling side of things. And
yes, wrestling. Yes.
That's right. And on the ministry side of things, not so much. Well, I guess some of the prisons I was in and some of the Caribbean islands. Yeah. Some of those prisons down there in the Caribbean, bro, they are like pretty, how shall I phrase it?
No, they're horrible. They have no standard of living like what we talk about.
Oh, my gosh. Period, they are, yes. Standard of living, those words don't apply to the prisons in the Caribbean.
You know, some of those prisons, and I'm killing your story, but, you know, the family has to provide the food to them. Like, if nobody shows up, this dude's ain't eating, man. He's crazy, dude.
That is correct. And so I've been in a couple of hairy situations down there in the Caribbean in some prison ministry. But Chris Plants, man, men of courage and a man who has courage, Chris Plants. And thank you for inviting me to Minden, Louisiana, my friend. I appreciate it. I look forward to how God's going to continue to use you in the future and perhaps even let us, Chris, tag team some more in the future. So,
brother, I would love that, Nikita. That would be a blessing to me, man.
Well, thank you. And thank all of you for tuning in each and every week. Q&A with Koloff. Go out and make it your best day ever. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.